If you're someone that's looking to sell a house in the next year or so, the market has completely shifted. And with that in mind, I'm going to give you four incredible, important tips on how to become a successful seller in this market. All right, number one, you have to understand what's going on with the pricing. So if you look at the houses that are for sale right now, the first thing you want to do is compare all the houses in your market, in your city, as close to you as possible, that are for sale, and find one that is the same or better, and look at the price. If it's not selling for a long time, you know the price has to be lower. So really, with the first tip, you got to keep in mind that this market may not be for you. If you look at the prices and say, hey, no, I can't sell my house like that, or I really want to sell the house for a lot more, or I want to test the market, do not get into this market at all. Tip number one, find out if the market is for you. All right, the second tip is really kind of along the same lines, but I really want to stress there's a difference between understanding how to price your house in this market and the first tip, which was, should you even get into the market? And with tip number one, I will say that there's a first indication that getting into the market and coming out with a good offer may not happen for a long time. And really, a good offer may become relative in a few months when people are used to the way the prices are in this basically pseudo buyer's market, where there's not a lot of buyers, buyers don't have a lot of money, high interest rates, stress test, there's a lot of houses for sale. There's anywhere between 4 to 5 months of housing inventory in most markets. So it means that every single listing is competing so much for the very few buyers that are out there. So tip number two is really looking at price. You have to really look at the most recent pricing and you have to price it aggressively. Now, when you're looking to hire a realtor, you're looking to sell your house, you don't want to listen to these facts like, hey, you got to price it aggressively or people won't even come. So for example, I have a situation where the clients really can't sell for substantially less than what I think the house is worth. And I said, hey, it's up to you. I can take photos, I can put it on the market, but it's not going to sell. And in fact, if you put it up for that price, when I know there's other houses selling for $100,000 less, then people probably won't even come to the house. And it's about being realistic and honest with your clients. So remember, tip number two, look at the most recent sales that are very similar to yours, literally a week or two, and then look at all the houses that are available that's the same, like yours or better, and price aggressively so that you get enough people to come and then hopefully you get an offer. The one thing to consider with tip number two is, yes, you are probably selling your house for less than what you expect or hope for, and it's really not that fun. It could easily take a month to even get an offer or to get your house sold. But if you're going to move into a new property, so therefore you're buying after that, the tough part is the selling part. Years ago, it used to be really hard to buy a house because it was so competitive. Now the opposite is true. So now selling the house is tough, but buying a house is a lot easier. And if you price it aggressively, you can also find other fantastic homes that are priced aggressively or that need to sell. And it's very, very common these days to see sold prices being like substantially less than the listing price. So people have to negotiate or else they're not going to sell. In fact, there is a report that most cities in Ontario are anywhere between 20 to 30% less. They sell less than the listing price. So for example, if a home is listed for $1 million, there's a very good chance that it may sell for $800,000, for example. As a seller, you have to understand there are buyers out there that are going to be very aggressive. And this leads us to point number three. You have to be patient. This isn't the type of market that, you know, you can overreact, because you may have a week where no one comes to the house. You may have a week where you have a bunch of people come, but no one's putting in offers. And you're probably going to have offers where buyers come up with some ridiculously low price. And you just can't get angry at that, because that's just the way it is. That's what people are telling them. They're saying people have to sell and some people in trouble. The factually, you know, the amount of people that are actually financially in trouble is probably not as high. And in fact, it's probably less than 10% of the homes that are coming out there. But that's what buyers are led to assume. And so you as a seller, you have to be patient. You have to wait it out. You have to test out your price 2-3 weeks, a month easily before you even changing your price, unless you really need to sell. Then you need to be as aggressive as possible. and start much closer. Give yourself a lot less room. And then with that, I'll give you guys the fourth and final tip in this market. It's that there should be no more major renovations. It's not worth it to do major renovations to increase the value of your home. This isn't the market for that. The two things that you need to do every house before you decide to list it is declutter the house and potentially look at any minor repairs. And I'm gonna classify painting as a minor repair. If you have leaks in the ceiling, you have water damage, go repaint that, go fix that for you. If you have any the colors are really wacky, you know, you let your kids paint the house and it's got a lot of purples and greens and, you know, pinks and whatever, and they're not neutral bank colors. You know, most realtors do videos for houses. You know, the photos are all done professionally. If don't hire someone that doesn't do professional photos. They're really not even that expensive. And it's going to make a huge difference on any virtual tour, any pictures, if you get it painted professionally or you just repaint the colors or you declutter the home. If you don't do those two things, the house is going to look terrible and people are not going to want to buy it, or they're going to give you significantly lower offers that you're just going to get pissed off and you're going to get all grumpy. It's not going to be a fun time. So with that in mind, those are the only really two major things you should do, is just make sure there's no garbage, declutter everything, clean, make the place clean. And then secondly, minor repairs. If your house is not selling and you think, oh, maybe if I renovate my bathroom or if I finish my basement or any kind of stuff like that, do not do that. Do not do that. The better case scenario is, let's say you had like a very old air conditioner and someone comes along and say, hey, I'd buy the house, but I'd love to have a new air conditioner. Well, then at that point you can say, okay, put that in the offer that will change the air conditioner, or that will split the air conditioner with you, $3,000 air conditioner, we'll split it 50-50. And then we can talk, we can deal with it, we can change the air conditioner before closing. So these are things I think that are better ideas. Increasing the value of your house because of renovations is not a good idea, because the market is going down. It's a deflating market. You're never going to rebound that kind of money. So don't do any major projects like that. And in fact, for that amount, I probably would stay away from flipping houses and stuff like that. If you do buy very cheap houses that you want to renovate, just rent them for a while and stay out of the market. The most likely best market, next market that is going to be more of a better time to sell is probably going to be 2025, with interest rates projected to be cut in, I think the June 12th is the next Bank of Canada date. Well, every month basically there's a Bank of Canada date that they announce if they're going to make any changes every month, month and a half or so. And June 12th is one of them. So there's a statistic that says 87% chance that the rate, that will be the first rate hike. It's also going to depend on inflation and everything. I know inflation right now is down to 3.1%, but I mean, who knows? Maybe the government decides that they need to lower interest rates just to help people out a little bit. But I mean, their goal is to slow down the real estate market and for people to not get caught up in a situation that they can no longer afford a home or afford a lifestyle because they're paying too much in housing fees. And I think they've done that. So I doubt they're going to lower interest rates hikes. I doubt they're going to lower interest rates until June. So with that, keep that in mind, and good luck out there if you're looking to sell a house at the end of 2023 or in 2024, because I think the markets are going to be kind of similar. Maybe 2024 will be a little better as the weather gets nicer. But I don't expect the market in 2024 to be significantly better than it is now, unless people pull out their houses and they stop listing, which I don't see that happening. In fact, I see the most amount of listings coming up right now, especially for people that now realize, okay, they can't afford to keep their house, or they're no longer happy. It's too stressful to make the payments. So I think there'll be more people coming up in the spring with their houses. Buyers will probably get used to it maybe in a few months, and you'll see a little bit more sales happening. People will be like, all right, now's the time. I got to go out there and buy a house. Keeping that all in mind, I really don't think that there's really a great time to sell a house over the next year or so. And if you are someone that doesn't have to sell a house, wait till 2025, because that's going to be a better market. Or you can wait till next year and see how the market is. You know, if you want, message us. I'll let you know what's going on, what the prices are, how much activity there is. And that might be a great time, but chances are you got to wait till 2025. With that, I wish everyone a wonderful day and good luck out there.